This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Planned Parenthood of Illinois says it has seen historically high patient numbers since Roe was overturned 3 years ago. The nonprofit healthcare provider says they've seen 47% more abortion patients overall since then, with a quarter of those patients coming from other states. Interim President Tanya Tucker says PPIL prepared for the influx, but they're now anxiously waiting to see what Congress does with Medicaid.
If we and our patients were to lose Medicaid coverage, we will, Planned Parenthood of Illinois, would have to look at our operations and potentially make difficult decisions around our footprint across the state.
Tucker says about 40% of their patients use Medicaid to cover costs. Without Medicaid, PPIL says it would need $16 million annually to continue providing services at the same level. A key Illinois lawmaker on transportation issues says the legislature could revisit a bill aimed at increasing funding for public transit that stalled in the State House last month. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto has more.
The bill would have created a $1.50 surcharge on deliveries statewide to help avoid cuts to the CTA, Metra, and PACE. Republican State Senator Don DeWitt says the legislature could reconvene as early as August to deal with the fiscal transit cliff.
I don't want to get to October and have a bill thrown on our lap, take it or leave it. It's happened before. It happened in May on our side of the aisle in our chamber. I don't want to see that process happen again.
Democratic State Representative Cam Buckner says the bill isn't ready for a vote. I'm Isabella Nieto.
A Ryan Sandberg rookie card, Star Wars memorabilia, Elvis coins, and even a Yoda Pez dispenser are up for grabs in the latest iCash auction by Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs. These are rare items, and they're part of the state's unclaimed property program, which collects forgotten valuables like safe deposit box contents when owners can't be located for a number of years. The auction runs online through June 22nd and features 200 lots, including vintage sports cards, gold coins, and fine silver bars. To view the items, head to the iCash page at illinoistreasurer.gov/iCash.